This podcast contains adult language and content. Listener discretion is advised. Good day, sunshine. I'm Jamal Brown from the San Antonio corridor of Texas.
Texas. Texas. Texas. Texas. Texas.
And this is the Jamal Brown podcast. And Rock Band Green Day shits on Ted Cancun Cruz with Ted Cruz neon banner. But why? I presume because of Ted Cruz's attacks on trans children. I presume because of Ted Cruz's attacks on gay marriage and attacks on proud queer Texans that he is supposed to serve. This is why the rock band Green Day had Ted Cruz as a neon banner at their show. He is backed and bought by banks and corporate interests. Backed and bought by Trump, who is running in 2024.
This guy, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. That's what I said.
He is backed and bought by the NRA. And we Texans, we want gun reform. We want it now. I presume that this is the reason why that the rock band Green Day had Ted Cruz as a neon banner at their show. And I will never forget how the coward left Texans during the great Texas freeze for Cancun. Left Texans to die, to freeze to death in Cancun. Yes, Green Day decided to on Cancun Cruz by having a Ted Cruz neon banner at this show. Now I know you're like, JB,
what is wrong with you?
I'm fine. Are you saying that to Scott Bayo? Are you saying that to Dean Cain?
Well, I'm an actor. I am a writer. I'm a producer. I'm a director. I'm a father. I'm an Ivy League graduate. I was a professional football player. I'll discuss things. You know, you don't just because someone's an actor doesn't mean they're a blithering idiot. Although sometimes, I'll discuss things, you know, Ivy League graduate.
Are you saying that same shit to Clint Eastwood, talking to chairs, making movies where he's a 90-year-old heartthrob? Stop. Cruz is a cancer. Cruz is corrupt. Cruz is cowardly. That's why Green Day took a big on Cancun Cruz with a Ted Cruz neon banner. Thank you. Thank you, Green Day. Thank you, Green Day and Green Knight. Shit. In that pod, did I say shit on a cruise? Why shit on a cruise?
When I started actually doing research on my own and figuring out that there is no real picture of Earth, like there's not one picture of Earth. When you have to get back to the moon in 1961 or 1969, and you start, and then it becomes like conspiracy.
It looks like the perfect presidential ad. American flags. A candidate with a compelling story and a family that looks great in pastels.
We're fighting for the world that will be our kids' world. And start looking at me and he had a dream. And
he enjoyed the message.
Excuse me, 1 second. Sorry.
Working at MIT.
Earlier this year, the Cruz campaign posted hours of this footage on YouTube. By law, campaigns can't coordinate with super PACs, so many quietly post raw videos like this on public websites as a way to share material legally. But it lets us take a rare peek behind the scenes at the strange world of political ad making.